know what that means? That means we don't care who lives here. We're sending this mail. And as long as you and I are occupants of this earth, we're going to have stuff sent to us that we didn't order. We're going to have storms come our way that we didn't ask for, right? And so these are the things that these two men had in common. First of all, they both had a dream. Second of all, they were both exposed to the truth. And third of all, they both had struggles in life. So there's the similarities. That's where the similarities end. That's where the contrast begins. Jesus called the first man wise, and he called the second man a fool. Pretty clear. And so while they had a lot of things in common, they had one specific thing that was that made them so very different. This tells us that a wise man can have a dream and a fool can have a dream. It tells us that a wise man can listen to Jesus. It tells us a fool can listen to Jesus. It tells us a wise man can face a storm and a fool can face a storm. And, you know, we're talking about a wise man. We're talking about wisdom. In the Bible, wisdom is your ability to apply spiritual truths to life's decisions. In other words, acting on the Word of God, taking the Word of God and applying it to your decisions. That's wisdom. A fool, on the other hand, in biblical terms, has nothing to do with your degrees or your education. You can have a PhD, you can have a BA. Anybody ever met any educated fools? Right? Sometimes a lot, right? But foolishness in the Bible is the inability or the refusal to apply spiritual principles to life's decisions, or a refusal to act on the word. That is a fool. So wisdom goes beyond information. So it's not enough that we sit and get information. It goes to action. And while these two men had a lot in common, they had one major difference. What made one wise and one a fool? It all had to do with their foundation. We're back to the foundation. We don't want those cracks reappearing, right? So the wise man, the Bible says, Jesus tells us, uses this illustration for us, for our lives. He says, the wise man built his house on rock, and the fool built his house on sand. Now, everything you build is determined by the foundation. Everything you build. The two men had the same dream, but they didn't start at the same place. They built on two totally different foundations. Now, if you build on rock, if we have any builders here, you build on rock, it's difficult and it's expensive.